We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 6 a.m. Atlanta. Time to get your day started. With John and Hugh.
Hugh Douglas.
Good googly moogly.
A three-time Pro Bowler. And John Fricke.
You got serious butthurt.
A man who's watched the Pro Bowl at least three times.
Boom shakalaka.
John, a man who covered the Atlanta Chiefs' inaugural season.
And Hugh, who just keeps it real.
I'm good. I got pants on.
Let's get your day started, Atlanta. This is John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a Friday. You made it to Friday if you're keeping track of Fridays and the weekends right now. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hope you're having a great day. Sounds like it's going to be a beautiful weekend in the greatest city in the world. Hugh Douglas, what is up?
Grand Rising, John Fricke. Grand Rising, Atlanta. How's everybody doing? Hey, you know, full disclosure, yesterday, right, when we ended the show.
Right.
And you said Andy Reddick coming up next, and I just kind of said it real low.
Okay.
How about I didn't know the show was over? So, John, when you said it, I'm thinking it's the break before we go to our last segment, right? So that's why I was like, Andy Randy. And so during the, like, when everybody's gone, so I'm on there talking to Orin. And Orin was like, "Hugh, you know the show over." Because I'm just talking to Orin, and Orin like, "Man, I got to go." Like, and I'm like, "Oh, the show's over?" So I didn't know.
That's okay, dude.
The show was over. And that's why, because I was wondering, I was like, why did John get that pregnant pause before he went to break? I was like, I don't understand what's going on. So, yeah, Hugh, the show's over. This show was over.
Oh, that's funny. It's okay. I mean, it's okay. Listen, you know, it's so hard to do a show remotely. And when I tell people we haven't done a show, you know, together in the studio in a year, people go, "What?" I go, "I know, all right." You know what I mean? Because, you know, the technology is obviously pretty good. Sounds like we're in the studio, doesn't it? I mean, it's just a COVID thing, I guess. But we managed to kind of work our way through it. Anyway, that's funny. It is a couple of things today. One, for me, I'm sitting around. I was kind of struggling with this morning. I have to work through it. It's date night tonight, and I've run out of COVID options. I've just got COVID optioned out. So I'm racking my brain on what to do on date night.
Oh, you should just dine in. You know, make a cook or something. You like to cook?
Well, yeah. I do like to cook. And you know what? That's not a bad idea, actually. You know what? I hadn't thought about that as an option.
Or get a pizza. You know, get you a pizza, John.
No, tomorrow night is pizza and movie night.
Okay.
We're doing pizza movie night tomorrow night.
Speaking of movies.
Yeah, Saturday night we're doing pizza movies, yes.
I watched Coming to America last night.
Oh, and?
I mean.
Because, Hugh, it's on my list for tomorrow night.
I mean, you should watch it. I mean, yeah, you should watch it. It was okay.
It was okay?
Yeah. I mean, it had its moments. It had its moments. It definitely had its moments.
I don't want okay. I want, man, this is but great.
But you know what the best, you know what the fun part about the movie was? Was the fact that it was shot here. You know?
Oh, okay.
It was shot here. And for whatever reason, you know, when they play that little Georgia, they show that little peach at the end of movies. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like cool because then it makes you want to watch and see where parts where they shot in Georgia. If you try to pick out what was shot here and what wasn't and all this other stuff. But, yeah, I think the majority of it was shot here. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, my daughter and my wife have both. We're going to watch a double feature tomorrow. I know one of them that we're going to watch is neither of them, for whatever reason. Oh, I can expect it. My daughter's only 24. But my wife has never seen, they've never seen Airplane.
You mean the first one?
The first one. With OJ. The original.
Yeah.
No, with Kareem.
Okay, the first one. Okay, but yeah. OJ was in one too, right? He was a pilot.
He was in the Naked Gun movies.
Okay, that's what it, okay, I got them all. Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they've never seen Airplane, the original. So
okay, yeah, that should be funny.
Anyway, that'll be kind of like, the calm before the storm on Saturday, and then, of course, we'll be watching the All-Star game on Sunday. Now, whether you're going to be watching it, I don't know. I do know this, that fans are arriving, and it looks like it's going to be a party in Atlanta, Hugh.
Oh,
game on.
It's about to be. What they say, John, it's about to be turnt. It's about to be turnt. Now, it's funny because I follow this young man that's he's an entrepreneur, young entrepreneur from Philadelphia, has his own clothing line, and he has a pop-up store that he's putting up down here this weekend. And he was here a few weeks ago, and he was showing, just the videos of people out. There was a lot of people in the streets. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's, if that's what you want to do, that's your business. I'm not sitting on here chastising anybody about the decisions that they make in their lives. I'm just saying it's going to be a lot of people out. It's going to be a lot of people out.
Well, if you don't mind, give me 20 seconds here, Hugh. I'm going to read everybody a story, all right? Mm-hmm. And credit where it's due. This is WSB this morning on their website. And I just happened to use WSB. Just happened to use WSB, okay? This is WSB this morning, WSB TV, Channel 2. Basketball fans are beginning to arrive in Atlanta today ahead of Sunday's NBA All-Star game. That's despite pleas from Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms for fans to stay away and bars and nightclubs to not hold events in the city. But that's exactly what's happening. Local businesses are banking on fans coming to Atlanta and spending money. Even though there are no tickets for the event being held at State Farm, many people want to just be in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Many local nightclubs and bars have already said they plan to hold events for the game. Anthony Jennings, who is also known as DJ Urban Soul, said, "It's going to be on and popping. I got people coming down from D.C., Virginia, Charlotte. People are still coming here." Atlanta police told Channel 2 Action News they are concerned about the parties becoming super spreaders. They will have inspection teams checking the clubs and restaurants to make sure they're following CDC guidelines as well as city and state operating rules. Police also have a message for those who plan to come to Atlanta. Follow COVID-19 safety protocols, wear a mask, and stay 6 feet apart. Good luck. The good luck wasn't in the story. I just added the good luck at the end.
I mean, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, good luck.
That's about right. I mean, there's a lot of people here, John. I know a lot of people that are coming down. You know what's funny? Is I have some friends that are like they're my age, and they're coming down for the weekend, and they're coming down, they're thinking about moving down here, and they were talking about, "Hey man, let's hang out this weekend." And I'm like, I mean, because listen, I'm at the point now where I haven't had the COVID, and I like to get COVID from hanging out in the street, like for going out and hanging out in a club. That to me. That's stupid. Like, why would I? You know what I mean?
No, again, I totally get it. I mean, you've come this far.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm right. Like, I've came this far.
I mean, you put your life on hold for almost a year to throw it away.
Yeah,
you went hopping at a club on All-Star Weekend.
And again, I am not sitting. If you choose to go out for whatever your reasons, that's your business. And I know people out there talking about, well, you got to live your life, and that's fine. That do what you do was best for you. I'm just saying, for me, it's almost like getting to the last level of a video game that you've been playing forever, and you're about to beat the boss, and then you do something crazy. Like, try to fight the boss head up. You've been ducking around a corner all video game, and you try to fight him head up, knowing that that's not a good move.
Right, so, and COVID's still a level 32 boss.
Yeah, so it's like, no, I'm good.
Right, yeah.
I'm good. I'm cool.
Yeah, so no, if you're in town and you're listening to us, we're not, by the way, we are not the party poopers here. We're not, out there with the NBA saying there will be no sanctioned events, or the mayor saying you can't do this or that, or don't do this or come or whatever. We're saying, hey, listen, if you're going to go out there, enjoy yourself, be safe, just be smart and live your best life. And we're all with you. We want Atlanta to be, kind of a happening place here. Not the All-Star game, All-Star weekend we wanted because of the, the COVID, but it's the All-Star weekend we got. And so hopefully it's an enjoyable day, even though it's only a one-day event on Sunday. And, And hopefully people leave Atlanta safe and healthy. And I got a lot of reason to believe that they are. I know we're going to talk about this a little bit later. I did send out a picture, and I actually tweeted it from last night. Texas said, you know, we're 100% open. They're one of the states. Actually, there's a lot of states now saying that.
Texas.
And last night in Lubbock, they had almost a full house for the Texas Tech basketball game. I went, okay, guess it's over.
Yeah, Texas saying a lot of things. Texas is what they – with the kids, like to say, Texas is on one right now. So, yeah.
Georgia Tech plays tonight as well. They're at Wake Forest in Winston-Salem. You know, go Deeks. And the reason I say go Deeks, for those of you who don't know, at one point in my life, I spent a year doing play-by-play for the Wake Forest Demon Deacon Basketball Network. That was 1989, Dave Odom's first year. Long time ago. First year of the Joel Coliseum. So I've got ties to Wake Forest, but they're no good. They are no good, okay? Georgia Tech should waltz in there and win this game and cement – Hugh, later tonight after they beat Wake Forest, if there's any doubt, and I don't think there is, but when they beat Wake Forest, they are in. They are in the
NCAA tournament.
When
you say stuff like that, man, you can't just, you know, you kind of put the kibosh. You put it's, like, don't jinx it. You know, they still got to win the game. They still got to play. It ain't like they got to show up and just drop their jerseys on the court.
I think they're in even if they lose tonight. I think they're in.
Yeah, but don't see, John, don't – like, see, you giving them the kiss of death. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't come in too cocky now.
They've got 10 ACC wins. They have won 5 in a row. They've beaten their resume. They've beaten Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, Florida State, Syracuse, Virginia Tech. I mean, their resume, they're
in. No, I mean, I hear you, but just don't be a little too cocky, because you sound like that cat that Warren played that cut yesterday when he was like 23 for 23 in free throws.
Oh.
And said, I can't miss. I got this. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
I said, I think – All right, see, people will parse it. I said, I think they're in even if they were to lose.
No, but you said they're going to beat Wake Forest tonight.
Right.
Okay, that's not a given. They got to play. They still got to play.
Wake Forest is no good. I mean, you should win the game.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but still, they got to play them.
Yeah, that's true. Because the year – and here's the funny thing. The year I did play-by-play for Wake Forest, right, on the Deacon Radio Network, we were no good. Wake Forest was no good. We were 0-12, okay, in the ACC – And our last two games were on the road at Virginia in Terry Holland's last game and on the road at NC State in Jim Valvano's last game. And Wake Forest won both. So there you go. And we were no good. Big thing. They had Bruce Hornsby in the range playing out in a concert at midcourt for Terry Holland. And Wake Forest won the game. And then it's Jimmy V's last game. They have every celebrity in the world in Raleigh. And Wake Forest won the game. So you're right. Who's right? Good luck to Tech tonight in Winston-Salem and see if they can lock it down and then head off to Indiana for the NCAA. Next up, Morning Mash on this Friday with John and Hugh, what Orrin's found overnight, and we'll have a little bit of fun, too, on Sports Radio 90, John, the game.
The game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Friday, March the 5th, All-Star Weekend in Atlanta.
All-Star Weekend.
And a little bit of a different spin. Orrin Romaine back at the mothership at 14th and Peachtree, holding down the fort in the real Kia Studios. Orrin, what is up?
Not a whole lot. I was halfway. So I don't know how much of the station you guys heard last night, but about 7 o'clock I tuned in to hear the one Ornery Chuckery and heard some replays. He had some technical difficulties last night getting on the air. I came on in the 8 o'clock hour, but I was halfway expecting John Chuckery to be in studio this morning just to play a prank on me. Like, he would stay the entire night and then jump out of a corner and say, surprise, and I'd be like, oh, it's Chuckery. And then he'd think that would be really, really funny, and then he would just go home.
Just like that, huh? Oh, it's Chuckery.
Just because, I was halfway expecting there to be some weird note or just something that John Chuckery would do just to personally needle me this morning. But there wasn't, so I guess today is going to be a good day.
Great day.
Going to be a great day. Going to be a great Friday. I have to drive to Griffin to watch 10-year-olds play basketball tonight.
All right. That sounds fun. No one said
that.
Yeah,
I'm glad you think that, Hugh.
No one said ever. I know. It's fun if it's your kid.
Not my
kid. Yeah,
kids.
It is. But then, you know, you got parents out there that are living vicariously through their kids. You know, shoot it, Billy. Shoot it. Shoot it, Billy. Dang it, Billy. Pass the ball. Or, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That. So, I have to drive to Griffin this morning. Or not this afternoon to watch basketball. this evening and then tomorrow morning. So that's my weekend in a nutshell, gentlemen.
That should be fun, though. Have fun with that.
Yeah, I'm not even going to fake it, Hugh Douglas. I'm not looking forward to it at all, but hey.
You know, should I try and make birria tacos?
No, John, you go out and you buy birria tacos. You let somebody else make birria tacos for
you. Yeah, John.
Have you not learned anything from me, John Freaky? That fancy, froofy stuff like ramen, birria tacos, Korean barbecue, like that stuff like that, dog? If you can go out and get it someplace that does it fancy, go out and get it. Go do it. Like,
go
that's
do
what you
got to
do.
Stuff.
Yeah, I know, right? You know, I don't do pho. I mean, I just don't even try.
Like you don't make it or you don't eat it?
I don't even try to make it. No, I eat it like nobody's business. It's like, you know, it's top five, you know, but I don't even try it. So
it's that broth, man. That broth be getting me. Like, I don't know how to.
Because it's 85 different, you know, things. You know, those who don't know, pho is a Vietnamese ramen, for lack of a better term, and it's really, really good. It's great. Anyway, we're off track. Morning, Mash.
Got me over here hungry. Wanted some noodles now, John Freaky. Thanks for that. Dan Campbell. Been doing the media rounds this week. We may hear some audio from him later. I got a cut. Maybe I'll play for you later. But yesterday he was on with Dan Patrick. And you all know the league
year. The new Lions coach, right?
The new Lions coach.
Yeah.
The new league year hasn't started yet. So any deals that were agreed to before the league year started, say trades, they can't be talked about yet by teams. Or coaches. They can't,
like the Stafford
trade. They can't actively discuss this thing. It goes, and yeah, it's against league rules. You can't talk about these things until the league year starts.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the Lions and the Rams made a quarterback swap. The Lions now have Jared Goff. The Rams now have Matthew Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Patrick asked Dan Campbell about his quarterback situation, and Dan tiptoed around it as best as possible, but he kind of gave a funny answer.
We're not going to be out there and be a bunch of renegades that are going to be, you know, spearing people and we're getting kicked out of the game. That's not what we're...
That's the wrong cut. Hold on 1 second here, guys.
I thought it's right. Me. What are you talking about?
He's got chuckery in the brain here.
Well, that's Dan Campbell talking about spearing people and renegading people. This is what I want to... Here we go.
All options are open would be the best way to say that. I think that we feel pretty good with where we're going right now, but yet we're open to everything right now.
Yeah, just how's your quarterback situation? We're open to everything right now. Well, of course you are. You're going to have a new quarterback next year. Duh.
I mean, I guess this is the time of year where NFL teams, they don't want to show anybody what they're doing. They don't want to give anybody any inkling on what decisions they potentially might be making. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be a little coy about the whole thing. They're going to be like that.
If there's one fan base in the NFL that I feel sorry for, it's the Lions fans. They have been so nothing for my entire life. I mean, the one time they were something, you know, a brief period of time, they had Barry Sanders. For a brief period of time, they had Wayne Fonts, and they had Robert Porche. They've had some good players, but they have been just a whole bunch of nothing. What do they have, like one playoff win in 50 years? I have no idea.
Yeah,
they've had
a tough go at it. No question about it.
They had one. It was, what was his face? You know who won? Do you remember who won that game?
No.
Barry?
No, it was Scott Mitchell.
Scott Mitchell,
yeah. But Barry Sanders was the running back, right?
Oh, Barry was there, yeah. Scott Mitchell was the quarterback, and then they paid him a whole bunch of money that next year and didn't work out the same way. I think they lost to – that was the year that Washington won the Super Bowl title. So Washington steamrolled them, if I'm not mistaken, either in – it was in the second round of the conference title. But they got steamrolled by Washington and Mark Rippon and company.
That poor franchise, man. Those fans have been through, I mean, nothing for forever. I mean, you could be 60 years old and you got nothing.
Yeah, it's been a rough go.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. And Dan Campbell's probably not going to be changing that because you got Jared Goff as your quarterback. Good luck. All right, morning mashup.
Yesterday, the All-Star teams, you guys were talking about the All-Star game and the festivities here in Atlanta. The two captains yesterday picked their teams.
Uh-huh.
And you got the
– Which team is Trey on?
He's on the sofa team.
Nobody.
He's on the couch team.
Yeah, but Sabonis is on there, huh? Okay, sure.
Well, John, there's a reason why they did that, though. I will say there's a reason. You have to have – if a player of a certain position is removed or doesn't play, then you have to put another player in at that position.
Position.
So yeah. That's why Trey didn't make it.
Why?
It's just that's the rule. You got there are what? Certain their
it's
roster
requirements. Who cares?
Their roster requirements. You have to have
why
a certain
are there
number.
Roster requirements?
Because I don't know, John. That's the All Star rules.
It's an exhibition.
That's just the rules. You have to have a certain number of front court players and a certain number of back court
for the NBA.
I did some research on this though because I wanted to know because Devin Booker.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, Devin Booker replaced somebody in the East.
Right.
And the reason why Devin Booker, he replaced Anthony Davis. And the reason he replaced Anthony Davis was because he was a wild card selection. So wild card becomes positionless.
All right. Stop. You're going to make my head hurt.
These are the rules. These are the rules.
Nobody likes Trey John in the NBA. That's what it is.
In any case, LeBron picked his team yesterday. And the last selections that were picked were Utah Jazz players. And everybody was like, man, Utah's getting all the disrespect. LeBron said, hey, it's not disrespect. There's a reason why Utah Jazz players get picked all the time last in All-Star games.
Rudy Gobert goes to Team LeBron.
Listen, before we get – I just want to say something because there's no slander. There's no slander to the Utah Jazz, but you guys got to understand, just like in video games growing up, we never played with Utah. Even as great as Karl Malone and John Stockton were, we would have never picked those guys in video games. Never.
The video game.
Hold on. But see, I heard that. But who's coaching the who's coaching Team LeBron? Who's the coach for Team LeBron?
LeBron.
Well, I mean, who's the actual NBA coach for Team LeBron? But you know, it was kind of messed up. You know, you're talking about the team that has the best record in the NBA. And both players are being picked last. Now, me personally, I don't have a problem with it. You know, you're being picked. You're an all-star regardless. But it's amazing to me how much of a big deal that is. And it just brings me back to back in the day. You remember when you were picking sides when you were little? And if you got picked last, that meant you were sorry. That's I guess some things just never change. And that's one of them. When you get picked last.
Yep,
that is definitely one.
So LeBron's coach is Quinn Snyder, who is the Utah coach. Jazz, yeah.
That was my point. That was my point, because that's the coach. He's coaching them. But man, yeah, I mean it's amazing that waking up this morning and seeing some of the stories that are being written and talking about Donovan Mitchell and the Utah Jazz players being taken last and they have the best record. That had to sting a little bit, I guess.
Well,
it didn't
you know what?
Me.
It's not like they won't forget it when it comes to the, you know, Western. I mean, not that it makes that much difference. I mean, whether they disrespected you or not, you still got to go through the Lakers. I mean, that's the way it is. Even if you have the best record, Utah. All right, morning mashup. One final thing.
I sent you guys a story yesterday about how Fox re-upped Skip Bayless for 4 years and $32 million.
Can you believe that?
That's huge. That's huge. On the,
$8 million
same lines,
a year?
Yeah.
I'm doing something wrong. I should come on the radio and be an idiot every day.
Well,
$8 million a year?
Speaking of being an idiot every day, Colin Cowherd has this thing, I guess. He's on the same network as Skip Bayless. Has this thing for Baker Mayfield. Don't know why he hates Baker, but he always finds a way to pick at Baker. Yesterday we had the story with Baker saw a UFO.
Well, I kind of agree with him on that.
In any case, Baker saw the UFO, so Colin Cowherd was like, hey, this just goes to show you that Baker's not a really good QB.
He went out with his beautiful wife. I'm sure they had some margaritas. Austin, Texas is a fun town. And on Twitter, Baker Mayfield announced, I just saw a UFO diving down near Lake Travis. To that, I would say I would prefer, of all the qualities of franchise quarterbacks, I want to know your arm. Are you good pre-snap? Are you mobile? The ability to see UFOs in the offseason is nowhere near my not top 10 qualifications. Joe Montana, Troy Aikman, Terry Bradshaw, Tom Brady have never seen aliens. I would prefer my guys don't talk about it. But in fairness, Aaron Rodgers also admits he's seen a UFO and he did win a Super Bowl.
But you know what? The only thing I can say to that is people watch. I mean, that was the most idiotic thing that I've heard. I've met Colin before, got a lot of respect for him, but that right there, that's a face punchable offense.
Dude,
to get mad at somebody because they saw a core. Because they saw a UFO.
Don't see UFOs, Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, but you know what? Like
I'm not
I said,
mad at him. I'm just mocking him. I mean,
that's
he
why.
Like
that's
Colin
why
a little mad at
Skip
him.
Bayless is making $32 million because
we're doing something wrong.
He made it from hating on LeBron. as much as he did.
Yeah, right, exactly. He made it for hating on LeBron. Exactly. Oh, man.
God bless America, man. Is it that easy? You got to bless America.
Right. Is it that easy? I guess so, apparently.
For them.
I guess. All right. Maybe I should be more of a hater. Okay. Stop, Swampers. Stop. All right. Stop. You deserve it. AJ Terrell was on with us late yesterday at the end of the show that a little cut, a little snippet. We're going to kind of tell you, if you missed it, what he had to say in regards to, this offseason and the Falcons secondary. And it's next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90, Time of the Game.
Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90 Time the Game on this Friday here. You may have just heard Tanitra's update where she was talking about AJ Terrell and the track invitational at Westlake that he is hosting this weekend. Of course, Westlake Lions, one of those many high schools in the area that have produced a lot of great NFL players, and AJ Terrell just a long line of them. Matter of fact, Hugh, it'd be interesting if one of our listeners is so inclined, I just don't have the time to go through and figure out right now the current, maybe the all-time, NFL team comprised of just Atlanta high school players, because it would be eye-popping.
I believe it. I believe you.
You know, as a matter of fact, I don't even know what would be greater, what would be better. Think about this, the all-time Atlanta high school football team, the all-time Atlanta high school basketball team, or Atlanta basketball team, because some of them didn't go to high school, like, Dwight, for example. And then the all-time Atlanta high school baseball team. Well, that'd be hard. I mean, because, Hugh, there are tons of great basketball and baseball players from Atlanta. I mean, great. That would be interesting. Anyway, I just thought about that. AJ Terrell and the Falcons in this offseason. Hugh, not at the top. Well, I was about to say, not at the top of the draft. You draft it into the secondary, but, maybe if you're there and you draft down, who knows? Maybe Patrick Surtain is on your short list. He could
maybe.
Be.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, but I look at it like this. How much? And I know it. And I know the name that people are going to say, but how much does a corner impact the outcome of a game? And it ain't too many of those cats. If you were about to say Deion Sanders,
yeah, I was thinking, yeah, there's like one.
Yeah. If you're about to say that, there ain't too many. I don't know too many cats that were on that caliber.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you can honestly say who was like Deion Sanders. He was what they call an anomaly. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's the case. I think that you have to draft for positions of impact. Right now, I think that's the most important thing that you do. And right now, I also believe that you have to draft for the future of your franchise. I've been saying that for weeks, and I wholeheartedly believe that you have to draft for the future of your franchise, because the future right now is now. It's right now.
AJ joined us late in the show yesterday, and we talked to him about the fact that these young players had to go through quite the initiation, unlike any other in the modern history of the NFL. When we're talking about how they had to go through camp during COVID, and there's no rookie mini camp, there's no mini camp, there's barely truncated and shortened preseason. All of this was so true. And so we ask AJ about how he was looking forward to having his first normal offseason.
That's something we all had to adapt to with the Zoom calls. And I don't know how a regular offseason goes, because I ain't never had one yet. But the Zoom calls went well for us last year. Of course, we will be better getting on the field and being in person with the meetings and stuff. But that's something we can't control. We just doing what we can.
I know you probably haven't thought about this, but now with all the moves that have been made as far as people being let go and moving on from the Atlanta Falcons, you kind of the old head in the secondary right now. So do you feel any pressure to step up, and be that kind of a veteran leader now, even though you're going into your second season?
I don't feel no pressure, but definitely I'm for all of, just going out there, leading the guys. Like I said, everybody just do their job. I can help guys out now that I'm not no rookie or anything no more. And, I feel comfortable in the system and with the Falcons. So, I'm ready for whatever, and I can, you know, lead anybody, so I'm good.
Being at the next level, what was the hardest thing that you found was to adjust to at the NFL level as opposed to in college?
Definitely, I'll just say, you know, the game speed, just understanding that the execution is more likely than in college within, the, like, offenses. You know, everybody here to make plays, and, you know, I feel like the NFL is more – also about the league, just matchups. You know, you just got to win your matchup and just go out there and handle your business. So that's really what it was.
A.J. Terrell, and all A.J. did, despite, you know, everything else last year, including the ire of some Falcons fans who were not happy with the draft pick, Q, was go out and be the best rookie cornerback in the NFL.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do is just go out there and handle what you can handle and do the best that you can at your position. And he did that. He did that. Played well under the circumstances. You know, it's hard to come in and not having any training camps. You know, he talked about the Zoom meetings and everything and kind of hit the ground running. So that means that what that says to me is that he really was a student of the game, and he picked up, he retained a lot of the information that was given to him when he was, you know, on those Zoom calls. So, you know, when he got into practice, you know, I'm assuming he didn't make a whole lot of mistakes, and it was easy. It was an easy transition for him. So, yeah, I think he has the potential to be a pretty special player.
Let's keep in mind that these rookies last year, not only did they have to go through what AJ just talked about with the whole, you know, no rookie camp and trying to play catch up in the NFL of all places, but in the cases of guys like Marlon Davidson and AJ Terrell and Michael Walker, these young rookie defenders, they're going to be playing each of them with their third defensive coordinator and a third head coach in 3 years. So, you know, your college coach, the Quinn regime, actually your fourth head coach, right? The Quinn regime, Raheem, I guess. And now, of course, Arthur Smith. To the secondary of the Falcons, Hugh, the Falcons have cut Keanu Neal. They've cut Rico Allen. Mm-hmm. Whether they would tag those guys, I don't think nobody's been tagged. I don't think Keanu's getting tagged. There's that. That's one part of the story here. The other part of the story is a couple of guys have been cut by other NFL teams that are former Falcons. Yesterday, Dez Trufant was cut, and Brian Poole was already cut. And so there are some fans saying, hey, can we bring these guys back? I'm like, really want Dez? Do we want Dez or Brian Poole back? I mean,
I don't think, and I'm speculating, because the Falcons haven't said anything about just schematically what they're going to run or what they want to look like as far as the positions are concerned. But I would say no, probably not. I don't think that he's going to come back. I don't think that they're going to ask him to come back. So that's not going to happen.
So what do you have here? You've got a secondary that's got A.J. Terrell. You know, we'll see about Devontae Casey. You know, he's also, somebody that they have to make a decision on. And you have, you know, what of Isaiah Oliver? What of Kendall Sheffield? What of Bleedy Ray? There's, you know, Jalen Hawkins, the young, you know, I mean, there's this secondary really, maybe more so than any other position. Well, I was going to say that, but the defensive line is pretty much in flux too. I mean, it could have a new look. The defensive line could have a new look. This secondary could have a lot of new faces in it next year.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, John. I'm kind of leaning towards, you know, the youth movement when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons. I just got a feeling that that's probably going to be the case, because you're talking about, you're in a unique position in which you got a lot of guys that aren't under contract. You're going to let some guys go. And by letting them go, and you might try to re-sign them, but you're taking a chance that somebody else might give them a little bit more, and you might not get them back for the price that you want them at. You know, so you're taking a chance by letting the guys go. So I honestly believe that there's going to be a lot of young guys on this roster that are going to be asked to come in and be starters almost immediately.
Mm-hmm, right. I could see, look, everybody likes to get on Isaiah Oliver, and yes, he has been burned more than once, obviously. But, you know, he's got the length and size where he might be able to make a pretty decent safety. I tried not to be too harsh on Oliver or Kendall Sheffield, who I think has made some nice plays, in the sense that I give that secondary a little bit more latitude because we had no pass rush. We had no pass rush. I'm sorry, you can put the four best defensive backs in the NFL out there. You got no pass rush, guys are going to get open. Just the way it is, Hugh.
Yeah, that's a tough spot to be in. Real tough.
You know, so, and yes, I mean, look, we know that when KZ was healthy, he made some plays. He made a lot of plays. And that's a guy that was, you know, really instrumental. Lots of interceptions. Didn't he like lead the NFL in interceptions when he was healthy, right? So that's the guy that they're going to have to make a decision on, too. All right, a lot going on this Friday here of All-Star Weekend. If you're in town from out of town, welcome to Atlanta. And have fun, stay safe, and all that kind of good stuff. I'm going to talk a little bit about the NBA All-Star Game next with Sean Devaney. He is an NBA columnist for Forbes, and he's going to give us his thoughts about All-Star Weekend. We'll do that as we return next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.